The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio and has listeners in all 206 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and SoundExchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Larry J. Larry is a singer-songwriter of country pop with some rockin' on top of using five chords and some truth. He's from the LA area, and you can see him live stream on his Facebook page.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Larry. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. It's late afternoon in L.A. A little cloudy, but nice out.
Awesome. How's the COVID thing going there, man? You guys are hit hard, harder than a lot of other states.
Oh, it's everything's closed. It's stay home a lot. Go outside, take some walks. Got some new cats, so we take them out a little bit. Got to watch them because there's coyotes and all that. So.
Really?
Wow. But it's kind of good because I have a lot of time to work on songwriting now.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the perfect time, right? Do you try to work on something every day?
Oh, yeah. Trying to get I write and then I show it to people. They give me comments and then I rewrite and I show it again. I hone it down. I don't want to overwrite it, but I want to get it really that sweet spot, you know.
Do you have like a confidant or who do you run it by?
I work with other songwriters, not so much as a co-writer, as more as we give each other a lot of input. You know, if something isn't leading to the chorus, we talk about that. You know, a song is like a map. You have your chorus, your hook, and you want the verses to always relate to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you can get lost in a tangent. You must know that.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. What's your process like? How do you start? Do you start with chords? Do you start with melody, lyrics? How do you get started typically?
It goes both ways. I think most of the time, every once in a while, I'll hear something that says, that's a hook. And so I'll have a starting place I want to get to. That's always nice to have. And sometimes I hear a melody on the radio and I go, I want to use a little bit of that to form a song. And so that's basically how it works for me. You know, I have to get a little inspiration and then start working towards that.
Yeah, no, I get it. What instrument do you play or do you play any instruments?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing guitar many, many, many years. I used to be a lead guitar player in bands. So guitar is my main instrument. I can obviously play bass and a little keyboard. I'm not bad at tambourine.
Okay. What drew you to that instrument? How'd you get started down that way?
How did I get started in guitar?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was a young boy, probably 7 or 8, and my cousin came by. She brought a guitar, and I just remember she was plucking. She didn't know how to play. She plucked some notes, and I just kind of vibrated with the strings, and kind of been vibrating with them ever since, most of the time.
Yeah, that's cool. If there's a inspiration or, you know, other musician that you'd want to be with jamming tomorrow, who would it be?
Oh, I'd go back with some of the classic guys, like maybe Tom Petty. I'd like to play with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And I remember hearing the first time I heard that he plays like the same three chords over and over, I was like, there's no way. But he varies it up in other ways in his song, and he's a great songwriter. But what an inspiration he is.
I think he's a five-chord guy.
Yeah.
Definitely not an eight-chord guy. But and then he has his, you know, what's his guitar player's name again?
I can't remember.
I'm spacing now. I'm getting a little older. I'm spacing now.
Yeah.
But, he's great, too. So they did a lot of work together.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at your own process, what do you try to do? Do you try to put out a song every month? Do you try to put out an album every year, every 3 years? What do you strive for?
My goal this year is to release one song a month. And we were doing that from October. I think December we took a break because of the holidays and everybody just kind of shuts down a little bit. But, you know, I got a song coming out in a couple of days, and then I got the one I sent you coming out. I'm really happy about coming out in March. Then I got one about, I just came up with this idea about having a worldwide COVID celebration once we don't have to stand 6 feet apart anymore.
Yeah.
So I want to get that out in March. So maybe it'll be popular by summer when we're, this thing's starting to let up a little bit, that when all the vaccines are working and, you know, we just can get out a lot more safely. And so, and I have another love song for April. So yeah, I've got a lot of things planned, and I've got a couple of new songs. And I had a major surgery a few months back, which slowed me down.
Sure.
I had to get some heart surgery. So I wrote a really good song about recovery on that one. Some people can relate to a little bit, like Live Like You Were Dying.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's a very cool idea, actually. If you could, some of our younger songwriters out there listening, maybe, what's like a mistake you made that you can kind of enlighten them? Maybe they don't make the same mistake with your wisdom you're going to share right now.
Well, they're younger and they're songwriters. I think they're doing everything right. See, me, I waited a long time before becoming a songwriter. I started off just thinking I was just a guitar player. So yeah, start early, take classes. There's lots of places that you can get a lot of help with and start meeting people. NSAI, have you heard of them? NSAI, National Songwriters Association.
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah, that's a great resource.
I joined them like 5 years ago, and I've just met lots of great resources from them, and I can get feedback from them. But I've gotten to a small group that we meet every Wednesday, and like I was talking about earlier, where we do the critiques of each other and give ideas to help each other. So yeah, I would definitely, you have to work with, you can write on your own, but you can't rewrite on your own. You have to have feedback. It's just too competitive, and you make mistakes.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, and if you think about it, you know, nowadays you look at the top songs, the hits, they all have like 5 to 10 songwriters per song. So that's what you're competing against.
Oh yeah, and all those ideas. And I've co-written with people, and sometimes it works well, sometimes it doesn't, so you don't work again. So I believe in co-writing. And also writing by yourself, but getting feedback on it and listening to it. If you hear the same thing 3 times, you know that there's probably something you need to change.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? One of the first things I learned in the world of songwriting is that just boring. You got to change something up every 8 bars at least or something, because, you know, when I first started creating songs, it was like the same stuff for the verse, the same stuff for the pre-chorus or the chorus, and there wasn't much variety, and I think you definitely have to do that.
Yeah, well, I noticed out of Nashville, They may use the same chords for the verse and chorus, but they definitely change the melody up, and they're definitely big on production, and they change the chorus always has a lot more instruments and a bigger volume. So, they know how to do it really well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, you can, if you're going to keep one thing constant, you got to change something else. And Tom Petty's a great example of that. Yeah. What is the typical week like for you now out in California with COVID?
Well, I'm home most of the time. I still have some work I do. I go in a couple hours a week, make some money. So I'm mostly writing. I'm going to get back to live streaming at least a few times a month, probably in February, because I'm pretty much recovered from my surgery. And then if they let us get back out, I'll go down and do some playing live once they open up the this. I don't know if you're familiar with Santa Monica. They have the Promenade, which is a very popular place for street artists. And I like going there. A lot of people like to listen, and it's just fun to do. You don't have to book a club or anything.
Absolutely.
Just easy to do.
Yeah. So one of our listeners, Jacob, has a question for you. He's asking, how did you get people to take you seriously as a songwriter?
Start writing good songs and people will take you seriously. And, just believe in yourself, Not all your stuff's going to be great. Most of it probably just be good. And then I've heard other famous songwriters say, if their first songs weren't that great, but they just kept working at it. If you believe that you can get better, people will take you seriously. And don't act like a big shot, that you're great when you're not great yet. So those are kind of things. And help other people along the way. They need feedback too.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Do you teach any music or?
Do I teach? Really? Not for a long time. I used to teach. I used to teach bass guitar to people a long time ago, but no, I haven't been teaching in a long time.
Okay. When you put together songs, you mentioned bass guitar. You mentioned some of the other instruments that you play. Do you try to get the basic song going and then ask some of your buddies to lay down the bass or, some of the other instruments, or do you try to do most of it yourself?
Okay. Well, when it comes to production, I have two ways of doing production. One is if I'll send it out to a producer I like and let him work on it, or if I'm going to do the production, sometimes I find tracks from like karaoke where I can start cutting and pasting, and then I have a really good foundation to start with right there. Then I add what I need to add, keyboards or guitars or bass. But I have a really strong, something that has a really good sound already. I will cut and paste it a lot, so it's a brand new song. But it's kind of a unique way of doing things that I discovered. And if you want, I'll tell you the website to go to, and you can pick up a lot of stuff. And you can break, and they give you a multi-track too. You can download just the guitar track or just the drum track. It's a really great place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you share that with our listeners? Because some of our listeners are musicians, and that might be helpful.
Yeah. It's called karaokeversion.com, and they have thousands of songs that are multi-tracked. So if you can't get the sound you want, maybe there might be a little bit of a progression you can use, and also you have to know how to use your recording program, because you might have to change tempos, change keys, you have to really know your technical stuff.
Yeah, and you said it's karaokeversion.com, right?
Right.
And does it have like MIDI files? They have Logic, Pro Tools. Like, what exactly do they have there?
No, you download MP3s, and like I said, you can download. They have custom tracks, and then you can download. Like, you can pick a song. Say that you have this three or four chord progression and you like the production, the sound. Because to me, I think that did, it almost sounds like they're getting the files right out of the main studio, because it sounds just like it. And you can download, they have, some of them are like 20 tracks. You, obviously, you don't want the singing tracks and all that, because you're going to have your own. So it's just a different way of doing things that I found. I'm probably not the first person to do it, but I don't know too many people doing it.
Yeah, interesting. This song that we're going to listen to here in like 2 minutes, tell us a little bit about it. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it when we listen to it?
Is that Chasing Me?
It is, yeah, Chasing, yep.
Okay. Yeah, this one I did a combination of, I had someone do some production on it, an outside producer, and I did some backing tracks that I downloaded. So it's a combination of both. Obviously, I wrote my own melody and my lyrics. I had to rewrite the lyrics quite a few times, so I got what I wanted. And it's basically about, you know, someone you really wanted, but you get tired of chasing them, and you're wishing they were chasing you. So just a little twist on the love story.
Okay, interesting. All right. Tell you what, let's take a listen to that, and then we'll come back and talk a few more minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, awesome. All right, guys, check this out, Chasing Me. Here we go.
If I was him, I'd hide my truck, or he's gonna need new seats. Yeah, she's done running after him. She's free again, so I'll begin to do what I can do to make her mine. I wanna be the one that she thinks of when she goes to sleep and she wakes up. I wanna light her fire to make her dreams come true. Maybe then mine will too. I wish love could be as easy as reality TV, so I could be the bachelor with a rose, and she'd be chasing me. When she goes to sleep, when she wakes up, I wanna light her fire to make her dreams come true. Maybe then mine will too. I wish love could be as easy as reality TV, so I could be the bachelor with a rose, and she'd be chasing me. I wanna be the one that she thinks of when she goes to sleep, when she wakes up. I wanna light her fire, make her dreams come true. Maybe then mine will too. I wish love could be as easy as reality TV, so I could be the bachelor with a rose, and she'd be chasing me.
That was very cool, my friend. Great song. So thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you for playing it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What is 2021 got in store for you? What should the fans be waiting for?
We're going to do a lot. We're going to do a new release every month. And I have music videos, music lyric videos that go along with the releases. If you want to see the music videos, it's or my live streams, it's on my Facebook page. You want the page?
Sure, sure. Whatever you want to share. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Larry Music, Larry J Music on Facebook. It's Larry J Music on Spotify. And it's Larry J_Music on Instagram. But yeah, I have funny videos and serious videos, lyric videos for all my releases. I have a new release coming up on the 17th called Two New Girlfriends, but it's not the kind of girlfriends you think about. And then I have Chasing Me coming out in February. And then I have a song I'm planning to do in March about a worldwide celebration when COVID's over. We need to have a worldwide celebration. And
yeah, amen to that, man.
Yeah. So that's what I got planned, at least for the next 3 months. And then we'll go from there.
All right. So one of the questions I like to ask every guest is about scams. So tell us about something you've heard about, you've fallen for, so we can kind of protect each other.
Could you repeat the question? I'm not sure what you asked.
About scams. You know, there's so many scams out there targeting musicians.
Scams.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, a lot of people say they're going to do promotion for you. They'll get you in all these magazines and all that, and it's not worth it. It's just going to get you in like the 100th page of some not even music related magazine. So don't waste your money on that.
Yeah. If there was one, other than management, if there was one place, you know, a buddy of yours said, hey, I have $100 or $500, where would you recommend they spend that?
If they had $500?
Yeah.
And they have a song produced already? They don't need it for production?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a song, yeah. Like, where would you recommend they market it, or how do they promote it with $500?
Well, I've done a lot of video. I've done a lot of advertising of my... I would make spend $100 and get a music video and put it on Instagram or Facebook and pay for advertising, get some views. I mean... look at all the people that got lucky from Instagram, and especially Instagram. A lot of artists have got Ed Sheeran, a lot of artists. So if you have a good song, if you can't make a homemade video, spend $100 on a lyric video and put it on Instagram and spend a little money in advertising to get it going. That's a good way to start. And then you could show it to a manager if it gets a lot of, if people like it.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to put a few bucks in, like you said, to get it going.
Yeah. All right.
Get the ball rolling.
Sure. Do you have any hidden superpowers you want to reveal to our listeners? Anything that no one knows about you?
No hidden superpowers. But I do have a song about a superhero who has some that I'm. I have the lyrics for. I don't have a melody about a guy who's. He's kind of a superhero, but he has a kryptonite issue. So when I get that done, I'll let you know.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you can't be a superhero without having kryptonite, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's got a weakness. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. When you look back at your life, what was the most gratifying time? You know, was it your first job, your teenage years, your college years? You know, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Probably, you know, my kids being born, that's always a pretty exciting thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So one of our listeners, Pam, has a question about the California weather. She's got a trip planned in a month, and she's wondering if there's any fires raging, or if you think that's going to get canceled, or if things will be okay in a month for visitors coming to California.
What part of California is she coming to?
Let's see. She doesn't write, but let's say north or south.
Yeah. Well, she's coming to Southern California, where I am. There's no fires going on right now. The weather's been really nice. It's been in the 70s. I don't know what it'll be in a month. There's not much open. The lockdown's pretty severe, and I imagine it's going to last a while, at least until March, April, when we start to develop a little bit of immunity. So... don't expect to do much in terms of sightseeing other than nature.
That's the hard thing now, right? If you travel, you're just sitting there ordering DoorDash or Grubhub because you can't really go anywhere. So
I know.
That kind of defeats the purpose of travel, I guess.
Yeah, my son just had 3 weeks off from school. He wanted to go places. I go, where are we going to go, man?
Yeah.
But at least he's learning how to drive, so if he doesn't kill me.
Yeah. That's right. Damn kids, right?
He had me scared one day, boy, but he's getting better now.
He's getting better, yeah. I'm sure when they first start, it's a little, you're palpitating, but...
Oh, yeah. 1 inch away from the corner.
Hopefully it's
right
getting better.
Oh, God.
So I'll tell you what, give us your website. Where can people buy your music, stream it? Give us your info.
Okay. Like I said, I don't really do much with my website, but I do. My Facebook page is Larry J Music. People can find a lot about me there and see my videos. They can stream me on Spotify, Larry J Music, and on Instagram, I'm Larry J _ Music. And that's the best place to go right now.
Okay, awesome, Larry. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight, man. This is awesome.
Okay, it was awesome for me too. You have a good radio. You have a good radio voice.
Thank you, thank you. I try, my friend. So, again, I want to thank Larry for being on the show, and to any listeners out there, I want to thank you so much for listening. It means so much to us that you spent a few minutes with us. I know you have so many things you could be doing instead, but hopefully you love the show, and I want to thank you for spending some time with us, and I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with a sad pop song about a man with a broken heart. He tried all the things he could, but he realizes they're just too far apart. Another day goes by. This is Another Day with a Broken Heart. I hope you guys enjoy it. I love you guys, and I'll see you next Tuesday night. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.